Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
So now Melissa is out and Kazia is out, so they're going to be listening to this.
Stephanie.
And Stephanie, yes.
Wait, she's like, let's do that again because she'll feel bad. You forgot.
No, it's okay.
From the top.
No. So we had just mentioned Kazia and Melissa, so that's why.
Don't forget David.
Oh, sorry.
David
Shin?
Yeah.
We remember him fondly. So, these are actually downloadable by the public, so he could listen to this wherever he is.
On tour.
So we're gonna go to, well, these podcasts are going to be uploaded and downloadable on my website. Everybody have my website address or know how to get it? Okay. They're in my email messages. And we started with the first one was podcasted last week, and it's already uploaded, ready to be downloaded and listened to. You can download these MP3s. Put them on your iPod and jog around Central Park listening to our meetings. But it's a nice, it's a dream. No, I just started it. So I know when to start, when to stop these things. So the people who missed can listen to this podcast on my website, download the MP3 or whatever. So that's that. So in the future, we're going to start entering the data into Excel. And so everybody would need to have access to Excel. Do people have Excel? I do not use Excel, but... What I do is I copy and paste your ratings into my SPSS file. It's pretty simple to do. So just enter your, you know, label each column, with a, you know, ID number, blah, 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 and then give me your ratings, 1 to 5 in the order of the story. So stories 1 through 5 would be in that order. And then ID number, blah, 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 if we do more than one ID number in a week. People understand that? So we would have how many ratings per interview?
Five,
exactly. Right.
Well, they were like,
multiple. No. You're overthinking it, Jennifer. Okay, so everybody understand that? So just, and then label your file with the ID number and your name. So I know it's from you, and I know it's the particular ID. Now, if we're doing multiple IDs, obviously you can't label more than one ID number, so just label it with your name. Okay? And somebody help me with this. Just for my own... personal edification. What was the ID number of the one that you just did for today? Anybody know?
0312043.
Okay, so I will just...
That's from a different study.
Yeah, but I just wanted to see because we only have a limited number of practice videos of the 5-year-olds from 2009. So I don't want to repeat. I want to make sure that you guys get different video every week. So, and then I have your, I just labeled them with your initials and P for practice, and then 1. This is our first practice video. So, everybody on the same page so far? Everybody know what to do? Okay, so let's look at what we've got here. So we've got, can everybody see, you want to turn off this light?
Can you
zoom in?
Although there's 1 3 in the whole thing, right?
Yeah. One person.
So we've got Danielle, all twos. Eric, all twos. Kazia, all threes. Deb, all twos. Brianna, all twos. Steph, all twos. Jennifer, all twos. And Melissa, all twos. So Kazia is the outlier here. Sorry, Kazia. She had emailed me earlier, and I don't think she'll be upset me sharing this. And she had a lot of notes and so forth, and I said, I thought you were overthinking it. So probably she was, but I do have her notes here, and we can go over that.
Also, to vouch for her, she had emailed me and said she never got your updated one.
I know for sure.
Okay, I sent it to her. Like, she emailed I thought it was really late when I sent it back to her, so maybe she didn't have it.
I actually didn't get an updated email, so I hope maybe I'm not part of the group thing that the email came out to. Since I dropped it in the
week. Well, sorry, no, I just responded back to.
You know how Eric sent something around to all of us, and I responded to all.
Okay, so
all.
Then I don't think I'm on.
So who, you sent the latest version? Okay, and maybe you're saying Jennifer might not have been on there?
I think you got them all
right. Yeah, using the original
kind
of
adapting
that.
Or we all got them all wrong, but yeah.
What's that?
Or we all got them all wrong.
Kazia might be the
I don't think the first one is
the correct.
Yeah, because I just wasn't sure. Like,
I thought of
it
that.
Didn't fit the two or the three. Yeah. I was like, I just
don't know. It looked like the mom was feeding the child, but you realize that he's never had a monster that she was getting to live with
anyone
else. Yeah. Right.
And it's only
right.
One of the. It's almost, you could almost think about it, I think, like,
yeah.
With hands. If there's two hands involved, then it would get two and three. Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on what they're doing with the two hands, right?
Sure, but if you had two dolls at any point, it's a three.
Like they're interacting.
Yeah, or if like if the kid said, you know, doll one beats doll two, and then that's what was actually happening. It's now a three, because it's like doll to doll interaction. But she had said it being a monster.
But even if they were eating, I feel like, because that's what I was looking at, that they were eating. If they both were eating at the same time, I would have said that would have been a three.
Right.
But they did eating,
yeah.
And then
yeah.
The other one eating.
Yeah.
You know, can other people get wireless up here? You're getting it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had it like 5 minutes ago. I should
be.
Okay, because I... probably are. Because I'm not getting it. Could somebody just send Jennifer... the latest version.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
And Kazi now has it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I emailed her directly.
Okay, all right. So, can somebody just pass me a flash drive with this? The current. This is it? Okay. Thank you. So, we can make view. It's going to move and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Was it an A or B? I forget now. A. What was the 36? Was it?
It was 36.
Hey, my. Yeah. Okay, so Kazia says for the monster in the bedroom. The child uses one doll in a way that is consistent with the dilemma, acts out the mother doll beating the monster. And so she thought that was a three. What's that? Say that again.
I don't want the same exact explanation, but I gave it a two. I think that's the definition of a two.
Okay, Kazi, did you hear that? The definition of A2, now what I have here is March 23rd, is that when you sent out? That would be 6 days ago? You send it out on Friday?
The day after we met, yes.
Okay, great. So, child earns a 2 if the child interacts with another doll, but as him or herself...
I think it's 2B that applies here. Right, because it's using one doll. And the second doll was used.
Child interacts with another doll. You mean a doll?
Yeah, with a doll.
Child interacts with a doll, but as him or herself. In telling the story about the child and father going to the hospital, the child picks up the father doll and moves along with him. With the father doll. Rather than using both the child and father doll to demonstrate this action. The child engages one doll in a way that is consistent with or addresses the dilemma presented by the story stem. For example, in the spilled juice story, the child pretends as if the child doll is walking to the table toward the juice. Okay, now that's 43. Now, Kazia says, child uses one doll that's in a way that is consistent with the dilemma, acts out the mother doll beating the monster. So I guess she's thinking the monster is like another doll or entity, but we're not thinking of it that way. So we can take a look at that. What's that?
I wondered about that too before this, just about imaginary objects. What if a child, they're digging and they're not actually something, they're actually digging, but it doesn't count as the same kind of symbolic play, because you said if they're pretending that a rock is the food, they're eating the rock, and then it's two objects that represent something else.
Mm-hmm.
One is not just an invisible thing, we're just not looking at it.
How do people feel about that?
I just said, sorry, so we started saying, using the cup to drink, that's considered a three, right? And it's two separate things.
Yeah, right?
Maybe
you
have a second involved in some way to reach the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be, if he was beating the child, which we'll see plenty, that'll be a 30.
Yeah, I guess the question is in this particular demonstration, the child introduces another entity, but the entity isn't represented by any physical object.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
we talked about that
last time. Yeah. I'm trying to
understand. So, I'm looking at the original, the 8-point, and... So far, we're saying that this is other directed pretense. Yeah. Kiss, feed, or hug doll, make car sounds.
Yeah, I sort of did it process of elimination, because I figured, okay, it's not self-directed, it's using one of the dolls.
Right.
And so it wouldn't be two dolls talking, because it wouldn't be the second word of seven. But there's also no sequential action. So
right, so, yeah, for me, it can't be self-directed. It has to be other-directed. But then let's consider the next. I always want to consider the anchor points, one below and one up, where I think it might be. So I've already ruled out the one below, self-directed. So now let's consider the one above. Sequential pretense linking two or more pretense actions. So that's feeding the doll and wiping the mouth. That's two actions in sequence, that would count. Or
if she had hit the monster and then threw the monster out in the garbage, which sometimes happens, that's sequential.
Yeah. Or two puppets talking would count. Now, no, I guess if the monster talked back to the child or the parent,
but then
wouldn't that count?
There's no monster, it's invisible, so I don't know.
Right.
Like it is a high level of
exactly. So don't we want to somehow capture in our scoring system the presence of an invisible entity?
I think it's important.
I mean, you worked you worked on a TV show that discusses this. I mean, yeah, should you weigh in on this?
Well, as far as it is part of my dissertation.
Yeah, so.
So, I went back and forth with this about it being a 3-4, there being a monster, but there was no real representation made of the monster. And it was just kind of, she just had the doll kind of. You know, I understood what she was doing, that there was an other. I just didn't see much of it that, you know. And this one was the only one. I debated this one two or three. The other ones I didn't debate at all. So,
oh, okay, so this is the most difficult. So let's watch it. Let's watch it. Right? Only after you're ready to say something. Okay. Very sharp shirt. That belongs to Julius. Actually, there's a nice breeze. I mean, the climate is great. It's great. By the way, I just want to make a comment about method. So, you know, if we really, really wanted to do this research like really properly, I mean like completely properly, we'd have to divide up each of these stories, burn separate DVDs, and mix them up. And you're just coding the stories separately, independent of everything else. Right? Because the fact that this girl scored 2 on everything else might influence your decision to score her a 2 in this case too, where she might actually earn a 3. So you might be unfairly biased by the other scores. See what I'm saying? So it's a slight methodological shortcut that we're taking here, because Tina doesn't want to burn separate DVDs or flash drives for every single story, do you? There's your answer. Okay. So we're going to make some concessions here and just let you code the entire stories. And, you know, when I've had attachment story completion tasks coded in the past, now we're coding for symbolic play, but when I had them coded for attachment, you know, I had Carol George coding my attachment story completion tasks several years ago, and she coded all the stories in one shot. And then I had Judith Solomon code a subsample. So everybody does this, but I just wanted to point out methodologically, if you really wanted to dot all your I's and cross all your T's, you'd break these up into separate stories and have your coders code them randomly. Yes. Absolutely. But that was easier to do. This is, with video, it's just very tedious and difficult. Right, so she said, they beat it. And I said, show me. Interestingly, you know, she's really beating the child. Psychodynamically, that might have some meaning to it. So was that it? Just that brief fleeting?
Yeah.
It's so.
the mother dog got into like an altercation with this fictitious monster and was using interplay, but then when it elevated to a three, even though the monster wasn't being symbolized by the
since it's not.
Since it's not here in this story,
yeah.
The two might be more appropriate.
Now, now, for three, do you have, did you capture in this modified coding system the idea of sequential action?
I don't think I talked about it in that way. No. In a way that would include kind of what I just described in terms of...
No, that would include what was in the original. Sequential pretense, linking two or more pretense actions.
No,
I don't see that represented here. So, could you include that? Because I think we will see that in some cases. And that would be that would qualify as, I guess, what, a three? I would think that would be marked expression of symbolic play. Right? Sequential pretense and then substitution pretense would both qualify, I think, as threes.
Yeah, the substitution
piece is
in there.
Right.
It's not right.
All right. So, I guess we'll agree that this was a two, but we could see a three.
I think it's something that makes me not only is that the actual acting out of the beating of the monster was just like, here's Bella now leaning forward, and it wasn't as elaborate as other, like, I guess if I have what I see a kid might do is beating the monster. So the three seems like, you know, that's the ceiling, that's the highest we can do. How do you then distinguish between the doll just sort of leaning forward, a very simple action versus like a more elaborate acting out of that thing? I don't
know. You know, that might be captured more in some kind of emotional expression coding system.
Okay.
Because, you know, a kid just does it like that versus a kid who goes like this. That's, you know, they're both expressing something cognitive, right? The ability to symbolize other directed pretense. What distinguishes those two reactions is their emotional expression, right? Not the cognitive structural feature.
Like, maybe it's the fact that it's the beating, like for this child, beating the monster seems like the same action as eating the food. Like it's just this leaning forward and then standing back up. And it just seems kind of universal for this kid. So I don't. It just like I wouldn't want to give it a three for that reason. But I know it's supposed to overlap stories. But I just wouldn't give any emotional piece behind it.
You know, as we go on and code more practice stories, we're going to make some more decisions about the coding system, and we're going to tweak it and make modifications to go to if that's okay. So,
yeah, not necessarily in this particular sort of random environment of noticing that there needed to be something to capture that. If something is being introduced into the story without being represented by a physical object, depending on what that looks like, where would that fit in? So
right.
Certainly that makes sense, particularly for the story set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, for sequential, you're going to add that to three, and then you'll pass it all around, include Jennifer. Mm-hmm. All right. By the way, I've looked at the calendar, as it were, and I'm just going to tell you what my general goals are. And you guys, Melissa's not here, but you're here. I'm hoping that we can complete the rehearsal phase of this coding project by the middle of April. So that gives us, today's the 29th, that means the 5th, the 12th, by the 19th, like three more times, I'm hoping that we're good enough to be able to start coding the real videos. And then I'm guessing that, let's say we each, there are going to be eight of you, so there are one, two, three, four, five, plus Kasia, plus Melissa, plus Stephanie, that's eight. So it'd be four teams of two, and I'll figure out whom to pair with, but if each team of two does two videos per week, that's 16, or that's eight videos per week that'll be completed, times 80, or I mean, there are 80 children in the sample, so that's about 10 weeks worth of work. That brings us up to the end of June. So I'm hoping that by June 28th, we'll be completely done coding the sample. And that gives you guys a month or so to analyze the data with me and write up some very brief results for your poster. And then it's presenting at the beginning of August, right? So I think we really need to finish by the end of June.
Yeah, because I know that to print it, you have to send it a couple weeks before you
need to print the actual poster. Right, so then you have to be finished with your poster.
Format album?
Your pages or whatever by the middle of July then. So that gives you 2 weeks. So sometime in the beginning of July we will, and I'll be entering the data every week, so the data will already be entered in the computer. It's just a matter of data analysis. Mm-hmm. So we can do that the first week of July, and then you've got a week or two to come up with your different poster pages. Mm-hmm. And then send it over to be printed. And you'll have it. Are you actually going to Philly? I mean, Florida? And Melissa won't be. Mm-hmm. So who's representing her team at APA?
I think
Stephanie.
Stephanie's
in
my team.
Is she going? What's that?
I'm on the team. I can be mine.
You want to go to Florida?
I could. It's in August 4th. August 4th. I could be there. Yeah. Orlando.
Yeah.
Come back there.
I don't know. So you have a connection.
I do. I have a free pass, in fact.
Wow. Nice.
That might be
sweet.
Yes, but I've met more about that. And then other people are interested in going.
So yeah, let me look at Melissa's team. Danielle will be preoccupied.
Mm-hmm.
There's Brianna. Tina, you going to Florida? Valita and I will be preoccupied as well, but Jennifer as well. So Jennifer, you're actually, or you're not going. So you'd be the only one. You're going to be the spokesperson for your team. Is that, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Very good. So, and you'll be there.
I'll be there.
Okay. Is anyone else? I guess that's it. No one else is going. Stephanie's going also, but she's on your team. Okay. So maybe Stephanie can also kind of help out with Jennifer as well, just setting things up. And okay. All right. Great. All right.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll actually probably arrange next to each other.
Oh, they probably will.
I got my time schedule.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know whether it matches Melissa's?
I don't know. I think it's Melissa.
Okay. When did you get that?
I got this yesterday.
Okay. All right. So we'll have to find out. But I'm glad to know that Melissa's poster is going to be,
yeah,
you know, that her team is going to be represented there.
Me too.
That'd be helpful.
I'll support it, right?
That's four. That's
Friday.
Oh, that's the third, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So
this is the third, fourth, and fifth, is that right?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yes.
So Friday's the third.
Okay.
At that time, I'll be digging out jiggers. Some people have all the luck. So, all right, so we got that taken care of. You're going to revise the coding system, send that out. All right, so should we look at some of these others? for Kazuya said for the departure story, she gave it 3. The child uses multiple dolls in ways that are meaningful to the story, but the dolls do not interact. That's what gives it a 2, right? That the dolls do not interact. Okay, Kazuya, do you understand that? Because the dolls do not interact, therefore they do not get a 2. So that's already taken care of. Reunion. Again, the child uses multiple dolls in ways that are meaningful to the story, but the dolls do not interact. Again, that's automatically a 2. So, yeah, like she has really specific notes here. For the departure, eating food off the table, uses all dolls one by one. And then grandma peels, places head of grandma to the table, but it's only one doll interacting. So, and same with the reunion. So, anybody want to see any other part of this? No? Okay. So, Tina has another video for everybody. Have you passed them out yet? Everybody got them? Okay, so what's the ID number of this? Of this new one? Yes. Is that right? Alright, very good. What else? Questions about the study so far, how it's going, or people clear about? Now, Momoko, you had emailed me and you had questions about why we're coding symbolic play using an instrument that assesses attachment, which is a good question. And I gave you a brief answer. Does anybody want to take a stab at that? At answering that?
It's what we have.
Because it's what we have. It's an example of symbolic play. Right?
Yeah. What we've got.
That's fine. Yeah. So, they're playing, they're telling stories, they're related to attachment, but you can code these stories for constructs in addition to attachment. And so we're coding these stories for the quality of their symbolic play. Because we have 2 teams, and these 2 teams are interested in finding out whether symbolic play has anything to do with school readiness. At least one of you has that as a goal. So they're not interested in attachment. Well, if they are, we don't have those data coded yet for attachment. So people are still training to get that experience. By the way, I wanted to ask about that. How you guys went through the training, the SPLON training, and so what's the next step? Okay, so how many did she give you? 15 with
15 children.
With 4.
Oh, with 4.
The stories are a little bit different.
Yeah, the stories are a little different. And did she give you a time frame when you had to finish?
6 months.
6 months? So how are you guys doing? Have you started it? Or first 2 kids? So you got 13 to go. Okay. Who else went? You were there, weren't you?
No, Melissa.
Stephanie, okay. And Melissa, okay. So we don't know how they're doing. Stephanie, Melissa, how are you guys doing?
I don't think you have them.
They haven't started? Oh, Danielle just called you out. Just threw you right under the bus.
Yeah.
What's that?
I deliver
in our whole paper, just our initials. Either one's fine, yeah. Just so I know it's you. So that when I enter it, I'll know where to put it. It's a very vocal group today.
It's been a very long day.
Yeah. You guys want to end early?
Yes.
I would not be opposed to that.
No, we're not being opposed.
Not be opposed? All in favor?
That's so, it's such like a passive way of me saying, like, yes, I
like that. Yes. Well, I guess you don't want to appear too eager because you're afraid you'll hurt my feelings. But then maybe we could meet early.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, any other? Do you have any other questions about what we're doing, or did you give her a general idea of what you're studying? Your team is studying.
Oh, I didn't realize she was coming.
Oh, she's not in your group. I just want her an idea. Want her to have an idea about what we're doing. Okay. Well, she has expressed an interest in coming like every week and just observing and seeing what we're doing. And maybe you could just kind of give her like a 2-minute snapshot of what your team is doing.
Oh, okay. I was just confused.
Oh,
so you talked about.
Oh, you did. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's why I asked you.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Okay, no problem. So she already.
Yeah.
She knows. And did the other team?
Yes, Melissa also talked.
Okay, great. So, you have any questions? You're good. Okay. So you guys want to end? All right. So. Code all 5 stories for next week. Send me the ratings by 10 p.m. Wednesday evening. That would be great. And then if all goes well, you know, we'll do 2 practice videos for the following week. All right? Yeah.
For the modification, do you only suggest lift the wording to the sequential?
Yeah, sure. Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Can you do a session tonight? And sell?
Sell.
You going out?
Going out.
Which one canceled? One of mine?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Here's why you need to form one.
Are we going there? Yeah, I think so. Mix it up a little.
Mix it up?
Yeah. Yeah.
That used to be the hangout of the program before we moved to Roslyn. Mm-hmm. That used to be the place where everybody used to hang out.
Hillary and Pam, we've seen that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they sent us their leftovers.
After hours?
After hours.
Wow. Thank you, man. Downstairs.
Oh,